Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. I can help you today.
Hey, George. It's Andrew. Sorry I missed your call. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. Hey, man, I need to cancel my account, please, as soon as possible.
Absolutely. May I have your phone number to look up your file?
Yeah. 484-687-3357.
Gotcha. One moment. And what's the name of your business?
ARC Construction.
Gotcha. One second. Okay, great. I was able to find your file successfully. Thank you for holding on. And, well, Andrew, while I work on the account, on the cancellation of the account, of course, is there a reason why you're looking to cancel service today?
I'm just not finding any real use for it. So I don't really want to pay for it anymore.
I understand. So not any real use. I'm assuming that you're not getting any results, like any leads is my understanding. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just the leads are all like not real leads. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know who like these renters are that keep contacting me, but like, that's all I get all day long. And I'm just not. I'm all right with it, man. Like, I appreciate the effort, but I'm just going to roll without this stuff. I'm just going to build my company just organically over time. No,
gotcha.
No more,
right.
No more with the ads and stuff. I'm over it.
I understand. It's definitely understandable. And this is all just feedback for the company for us, of course, to see what can be the improved future for clients. I'm looking at your dashboard here at Local Splash, and I'm in the lead section of that dashboard. So all of those leads that are in that section, of course, you're saying that these are all people like looking for rentals?
Yeah, like if you read their messages, it's like renting a room, renting an apartment, like Section 8 housing. I'm like, what is, like... Yeah, man, it's like, I don't even understand why I'll be even getting those messages, to be honest with you.
Right, that has absolutely nothing to do with what you do as a business, I understand. All right, well...
Yeah, like, and it's every single one is like that. Like, there's not even, like, if it was, like, you know, a couple were, like, legitimate leads, they're not even, like, it doesn't even happen. It's all of them are that, and it's the weirdest thing. I don't even, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I understand. Yeah, and I agree. There's no, it's not even related to what you do as a business.
Like, are you seeing what I'm telling you? Like, with the messages?
Oh, yeah, just like I mentioned, I'm in the lead section, and I'm looking at the leads that are there. The first one I see is someone from Maybelline, and it says renting a room. So, yeah, I can definitely see what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's how they've all been like that. And I'm like, what am I paying for? I don't get it. So.
And definitely.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of.
Oh, I understand. Well, you did mention that you're looking to build now just your business organically over time, which is great. You know, a lot of businesses do fall into that, and they do pretty good also. Of course, one of the biggest things of building your business is advertising your business. You want to make sure that the people out there know what you do as a business and know what you have to offer. And in that same app, in that same dashboard, which I'm sure you've probably noticed, the first thing you see when you log in are stats. And so far, I do see us, like, as far as interactions with people that I've had with your profile, you know, whether it be clicking on more info, reading your website, going into your phone number, things like that. So far, I see that there is a progress of 344 interactions with your Google profile. Also, as far as, like, the Facebook side of things, since you do have the Facebook service, impressions, you've had slightly over 6,000. That's basically the number of times your ads have been on someone's screen. And the reach, you know, that right there is the number of people who saw your ads, you know, stop to actually see and look at it a bit more into detail. That's been slightly over 3,000. Now, I do see that, you know, as far as presence, online presence in social media, again, Facebook and Google, you know, there's people that are looking at your business, that are seeing your business, that are aware of your profiles and websites and things like that. I understand that this hasn't really converted into actual leads or all the leads that you've received, which I can clearly see are, you know, nothing related to what you do as a business.
Well, I mean, if I'm paying for it, it's great to get people looking at it, but like, what's the point if I don't make any money off of it, what's the point?
Oh, of course. And well, Andrew, currently I do see that this current billing cycle that you're on now, doesn't end until April the 14th. If you like, since this is something that's already active in paid for, we can leave the account active until then while we try to correct, you know, the visibility as far as why clients are looking at you as a, you know, rental business, you know,
So you said that, no offense, man, but you said that last time we talked about this. And nothing's changed since that time. So, like, if you guys just want to leave it and then cancel it in a month, feel free. But I don't feel like going through this again and then me forgetting, like I did this time, and then, you know, getting billed again. Like, I just think at the end of the day, dude, like, I don't think it's going to work out the way that I was hoping for. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. And, you know, I understand that you're looking to take the business into a different direction and build this organically. You know, if the current services that you have are not working, such as, again, the Google, Facebook Ads, and Google Verified, we can maybe remove some of these services and replace them with other services. We do have also Google Ads, which is a pay-per-click service. Have you ever heard of that?
Dude, that's the thing, man. I'm doing the Google Ads. I'm already doing Google Verified. I haven't even had a single – I had a $60 lead, which I paid $100 for. So it's like, I already tried all that. And like, I'm shocked by how little that's even done. But I expected, those were like, all right, you pay $800. It's just an extra boost to like help. I forget what the whole, you know, the whole freaking sales spiel was, but. Yeah, man, I'm just done. I'm done, dude. I'm just going to roll with, yeah. I appreciate it, but I don't think there's anything you guys are going to do that's different because I've already done, you know, whatever it is now, 4 months. And, or 3 months, I did it with Times Square, dude. You know, every time I call, they'd be like, we'll try this. Just give it another chance. And then, you know, I end up doing another 2 months. I end up paying more money. And then I end up in the same exact position, and I just end up spending more of my money. Like, it's nothing against you, dude. Like, I'm not saying it's malicious. I just don't think it works like people say it does. And that's all. I think it works for some. I think it works for bigger companies. I think for me, it's just not going to work out.
Okay, I understand. Well, Andrew, I appreciate you sticking on the phone here with me and hearing me out. You know, thank you so much for your time. Well, with no further ado, I'm going to proceed with the cancellation as per your request. You are going to receive an email confirmation of this cancellation just for you to, of course, know that the account's canceled and no further charges will occur. So you're going to have that email sent to you in about 5 to 10 minutes at most. And the account will be canceled, of course. And well, Andrew, with no further ado, is there anything else, any other questions, anything else that you'd like to clarify?
I guess I lose the $800 in the verified account too.
Right. So everything that's currently in place gets canceled along with everything, correct?
But you can't give me back my money for the balance that's on the Google ad or the Google verified that did next to nothing.
All right. That's non-refundable. That's actually the conversation we had on the previous cancellation request and where I suggested for you to try to use that balance.
I know, man. And I tried, dude, but nothing's happening. Yeah. Nothing's happening, bro. Like, I'm trying to use it and I want it to work, but like, how can I, like, I'm going to be stuck with you guys for a year. And I'm just going to keep paying for no leads. Like, what's the point of that? I'm just going to end up spending, you know, 3 times the amount of money. But, you know, I got to be honest, man. I'm really not thrilled with that aspect, like, where I can't get my money back. Like, if you guys it's your guys' job to get me leads, not the other way around. So, like, if I give you money and you don't do what you say, or you can't make it happen, why the hell do I end up having to pay? Like, it just doesn't, that makes no sense. Like, it's your job to get me leads.
Right, and I can definitely see where you're coming from, Andrew. Believe me, if I
have that's kind of wild. That's a really wild thing. Like, oh yeah, man, we can't give you your money back, even though we literally couldn't even get a phone call sent to you. Like, we couldn't even go as far as getting you a single lead with all that money. We have $800 to use, and we used like $60 of it in 3 months.
Right, and unfortunately, as much as I'd love to be able to, you know, do that refund to you and have that, unfortunately, that's out of my possibilities. But I do want to let you know, Andrew, that we also have the option to reallocate that budget if you decide to stick around. Maybe we can put in that.
Yeah, well, see, that's how I feel like that's what you guys do, man. That's how it works. You guys go, okay, there's a retainer. So then the retainer is spent, and then the people are like, oh, shit, I already spent $800. Let me just keep trying. And then it keeps just not working. And it's like, now I'm going to have to eat that money. And, like, I'm telling you right now, man, like, I'm definitely hitting the freaking reviews because, like, I want people to be aware of the fact that if you do cancel, like, you will lose that money. Because I know that was brought to my attention, but until you actually, like, are sitting in the situation where you're, like, you realize, oh man, I can't even get a lead. Like, I don't think that even crossed my mind. That was more so, yeah, you can cancel at any time, but I didn't know my money would be practically useless, like, to this extent. Like, that's where my frustration is. It'd be different if I was able to use the money up and then cancel and be like, listen, man, it didn't really work out, but now you guys just have my money.
Right, definitely. Right. I can definitely see where you're coming from, Andrew. You
I
know,
mean, that's, like, pretty frustrating. For you guys are, like, incapable of, like, not you. I feel bad, but not you personally. But, like, it. Whatever was told to me that, oh, man, like, you know, the Google verified and this and that, like, it's going to help. It's going to help, like, supplement things. And all you got to do is just pay $800, and then you'll have, you know, a retainer that you can use. And little did I know, like, it's not even usable. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, it's kind of wild.
Right.
Would you expect that to be the case if, like, you were a customer with them? Like, here's $800, man. Get me some ads. And then you get zero ads. And then you get to just keep the money.
No, you're getting ads, Andrew. It's clients that you're not getting. So the job as far as marketing, as far as advertising, that's being done. You are getting what we're promising is just clients that you're not getting. Two different things. But I can definitely...
How so? What does that... I'm sorry. Like, what is exactly does that mean? If I'm not getting... What do you mean I'm not getting clients, but I'm getting leads?
No, I'm not saying... let me explain that. So... we're a marketing company, right? We do advertisement, and that's what we do. So the money that you're paying Local Slash, hence the monthly bill, the Google Verified, the $800 that you mentioned, so that goes towards advertising. The job of advertising is complete. So we're putting out your ads. We're advertising your business on Facebook, Google Verified, all these things. So the marketing job reaches up to that point. However, the fact that you get clients or whether people decide to give you a car or not, that's out of our control.
No, so, I understand that.
So the job of us advertising your business is being done. So it's not that you're not getting ads. You are getting ads. You are on Google. We are doing the Google Verified ads. You do have the Facebook ads. So the job as far as marketing goes is being completed. However, the other side of things is getting clients, which is, of course, the purpose of you investing money. Now, you earlier mentioned that, you know, hey, how would you feel paying for service and not getting ads? So to clarify that, Andrew, you are paying for service and you are getting ads. It's client.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I'm not saying you didn't do your job. I'm saying that I don't appreciate the fact that you took eight. I would rather pay per the leads come in. That's what I'm saying. Like, that makes more sense. And then there's now a reserve of $800 that is basically useless. And I'm saying that, like, it's not being used. So now, like, where does that money go? Do you guys just keep that money?
Well, part of that money is to Google. There's a percent of the highest percentage of that goes to Google. You know, in order for Google to allow us, you, or anyone that uses Google, of course, they charge a percentage. In other words, they keep a piece of the cake, right? So it's a big portion of that.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that because obviously, you know, you guys are applying a service. I understand that. I'm just saying, like, why did I have to give you $800 up front that in the end has been useless? That's all I'm saying. That's where my first – I'm not saying, like, you didn't do your job. I'm saying that, like, I don't think it makes sense now for me to be out, you know, $790 whatever because, like, nobody's calling or whatever through the ad system. Like, I've had more calls in the last 2 weeks completely separate of you guys. Like, I keep on thinking, like, oh, man, this might be a Google lead. This might be a Google, and then I find out it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not working like how I thought, and I'm just a little bummed that, like, instead of, like, taking the money as it's being used, it's like now I'm, like, there was no reason to take $800 up front. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like,
and I can definitely see where you're coming from there. I for sure understand your frustration and however, you know what, we can reallocate that money to other services that you have and make sure you exhaust that. Or I could also bring this up to our financial team's attention. This part right here, I just want to make it very clear. It's not up to me. You know, again, at the end of the day, I am an employee. I just, you know, follow rules. But I can bring up your situation up to our financial team by filling out our form. Takes about a week. This is not a guarantee at all. Again, I do want to reiterate that. To see if a refund is possible. This is not likely, but I can at least bring up your case, your situation, you know, to see if something can be done.
Sure, George. I mean, I'll be free. I mean, whatever, man. It's worth a shot. You know, I'm still definitely going to, you know, just take note of that, like, for people online, like, just for their own sake. And, yeah, that's really, like, my plan. I just want to make sure that people understand. I'm not angry or bitter in any way. Like, at the end of the day, I agreed to it. But, like, now I just didn't think it would be this difficult to get the lead, like, to even spend the money, man. Like, if I would have had any idea, I would have spent $60 this full time. It's crazy, dude. Like, $800 is going to last me forever. Like, and now, instead of, like, being able to cancel, like, now my money's gone, and I've gotten nothing out of it except a monthly bill, and I lost an additional $800 for no reason. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I just want people to understand that part of it. So that's how I'm going to move. And, you know, if you guys feel the need to do whatever. You know, if you guys feel like there's something that can be done, you just let me know.
Absolutely. And we'll, for now, we'll also make sure the account gets canceled. And once there's an update, once there's a response, I'll be giving you a call once again, Andrew. Again, I don't want to make sure that I'm giving you any false expectations. This is simply an attempt to at least try to bring this up to somebody's attention, right? So I'm not personally guaranteeing anything. I don't want to give you any false expectations. Again, I'm just raising up your voice to see if maybe we can bring this to the right person and see how we could help you out, of course, getting that money back.
Okay.
Again, it's not a guarantee.
I mean, if I end up getting the money back, then I'll keep my mouth shut. But until then, I got some stuff to say for sure. So
I understand.
I appreciate it.
For sure. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time once again. Before, again, we disconnect this call, do you have anything else that you'd like to clarify?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, great. Well, again, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate that talk we had. And once I have a response, I'll be giving you a call. Again, that could take some time, maybe up to 5 business days. But if sooner, I'll be giving you a call.
Cool. Sounds good, man. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.